Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, ground broken for the Stefani Taylor Cricket Oval in St. Catherine. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Jamaica's cricketing history is among the best in the world. From the iconic Sabina Park to a register of past and present players envied by countries around the world. Most recently, the country again made cricket history after ground was broken for the construction of the Stefani Taylor Oval, the first to be named after a female cricketer in perhaps the world. For the few who don't know, Stefani Taylor is a homegrown talent raised in Gordon Penn, St. Catherine, who has gone on to become the world's best female cricketer. To name a few of her accomplishments, she is the leading run-getter for the West Indies women. She was awarded Women's Cricketer of the Year by the International Cricket Council, ICC, in 2011, named ODI Cricketer of the Year in 2012, and in 2016, she led the West Indies women to their first major title, the Women's 2020 Championship.
Never before in the history of the sport of cricket in Jamaica has a ground been named for a female cricketer. In fact, you would have to search very, very hard in the rest of the world to find a cricket stand named after a female, much more a cricket ground.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony recently. When complete, the stadium, located at Taylor's alma mater, Eltham High School in St. Catherine, will boast three multipurpose courts, stands, changing rooms, and a first-class pitch. The construction, a Jamaica 55 legacy project, is being financed by the Sports Development Foundation.
The Stefani Taylor Oval will motivate girls to take up the sport and give them a facility to polish their skills. We want to give every young talent at Eltham High School an opportunity to excel as you have done, Stefani. This development will serve to elevate the image of women's cricket, not only in Jamaica, but in the West Indies in general. It is demonstrating that we regard women's cricket with the same esteem in which we hold the men's game.
Highlighting Taylor's modest upbringing in the community of Gordon Penn, the sports minister encouraged Jamaican girls to view her as a role model. Ms. Grange also expressed hope that the establishment of the Stefani Taylor Cricket Ground will be the catalyst for the introduction of a women's cricket league in the near future.
I'm using this occasion to challenge ISSA and to bring on board the Ministry of Education. We want you to lead the way from the school's level to reintroduce a women's cricket league in Jamaica.
Taylor says she is honored by the sports ministry's gesture, adding that it validated all the hard work she has put in over the years.
I would have never guessed that my alma mater would have ever bestowed such an honor on me. In this moment, I am somewhat lost for words. To think that a girl like me from the inner city would have made such an impact that it would be recognized by my country is beyond anything I would have expected. When you're young and you come from humble beginnings, you are sometimes told you won't amount to much. But I thank God I never believed that.
The cricket dynamo has also pledged to play her part in encouraging the next generation of young female cricketers to come and continue the country's long illustrious history in the sport.
It has always been my dream to inspire young people, especially girls, to never give up on their dreams, even though sometimes it may seem impossible to achieve. No dream is too big to achieve if you believe in yourself.
Jamaica and West Indies cricketer Stefani Taylor. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
The This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.